From Southwark News for February the 21st, locals like to get naughty at work. Whether it's a quickie in the stationery cupboard or a crafty bonk on the photocopier, it turns out that almost half of Southwark residents have had sex with a work colleague. The naughty news comes a week after the full extent of Southwark's saucy side was revealed in the 2013 London Sex Survey. Previously unpublished figures from the survey reported in Southwark News last week showed that the borough is well above average for a number of its office affairs. Some 42% have gone all the way with someone they work with, compared to the London average of 37.7%. An expert leisure consultant who asked not to be named, said he was not surprised by the stats. Over 50% of my customers are professional people, lawyers, dentists, accountants. A rubber suit in the West End is £1,200. I can do them for £750, he said. But in Southwark, it was the women who did most of the buying. It's normally the women who decide what they want. They are switched on. They know what they want and they come and tell you. They are pretty full on about it and experienced in the technicalities, he said. Handcuffs, the new standard Met police issue, were very popular in the borough, he added. As well as the revelations about Southwark denizens' office relationships, the survey also revealed that they were not shy of playing away from home. More than 50% had cheated, compared to the London average of 47.8%, while 29% had enjoyed a frolic in the bedroom while high on drugs. The anonymous survey of Londoners' sex lives, which revealed last week that Southwark was among the most promiscuous boroughs, is conducted every year by Time Out magazine.